So, I know that people are really going to enjoy listening to this because you have such a following, Barry. You really do. And there's no ego involved with it. You have. There's people love you. They really like you. They meet you and they're captivated by your personality. You're very generous and you really do care. There's no doubt in my mind you really do care about the people you work with and you care about the human race. It's evident. I look at the post you put up on Facebook and, you know, good morning everybody and happy Easter and all these things. You wouldn't do that unless you really meant it. Barry is going to be with us at the Lincolnshire Wellbeing Show 2nd and 3rd of June this year. And he's going to do a workshop. Barry, can you tell us basically where the workshop's going to take us?
Yeah, I mean, the workshop will start off with psychic and then we'll work into mediumistically. So the psychic will be talking all about awareness and getting you into working with energy, colours and auras. And then the second part will be talking about your mediumistic part, which will be the part where we connect and where we look at giving messages to individuals. So you'll be working in pairs, you'll be working in groups, and sometimes you might even be up at the front giving a message to the audience.
So it's a paid workshop, and to my mind it will be worth every single penny, and I would like you to really listen to what it's all about, because what I saw in February, the demonstration and the talk that Barry gave was nothing short of spectacular. He'd captivated every single person who was in that room that evening. It's fabulous. Nobody wanted to leave him. He was still upstairs when we were literally going home. So if you want testament to what you're going to achieve on this workshop, I can say without a shadow of a doubt it's going to be absolutely brilliant. So let Barry explain what it's all about.
I think certainly with any workshop, what we've got to cater for is everybody, because we never know what level we're going to get. So my first message to everybody is please, please, please don't worry whether you're an awareness, a development or an advanced level. I will cater the workshop to include something for everybody. And it's interesting for me. I love newbies or new beginners who come with no preconceived ideas, or they're not quite sure if there's something or not. And I think it's nice to see them develop, see them understand the basics of awareness, see them giving mini readings to people, you know. And on the workshop, we'll be using things like oracle cards, we'll be using angel cards, we'll be using tarot cards, you name it. We'll get loads of tools out, even working with ribbons and colours. So, you know, we'll try and get as much as we can into those 2 hours, but please be rest assured, nobody's going to be missed out. It will cater for everybody's level of spirituality, I suppose I can say.
John Sharp, who's a very good friend of mine, was in your talk on the Saturday. Okay. And he was absolutely knocked out because you got him up and you got him doing mediumistic work. Will be some of that involved?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I love volunteers or victims. Take the pick on the day. But there'll be certainly some, hopefully lots of volunteers. We don't have any victims on the day. But yeah, let's get the people up. It needs to be interactive. It's not just me doing all the work. It's you guys doing the work and working with me. And I'll support and offer support all the way through it. And don't worry, we won't leave you out on your own.
So the structure will be the delegates, attendees will arrive. Can you talk through the... just a very rough base of what's going to happen.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, what we want to know is where you're at and where you're struggling, because if I understand where you're struggling, then I can tailor the workshop to fit you and fit your needs. So we'll get the people in, we'll talk to them a little bit about sort of where you are and where you're stuck at the moment, and then don't worry, we'll get you up to the front and you'll be doing some mini readings, you'll be reading with each other, you'll be doing group readings. You know, there's lots of interaction on the workshop, and that's what it's all about. The workshop is about you, not about me. So all I'm there for is to push you in the right direction.
Don't put you on the spot, because I'd like to put you on the spot. I'm going to talk about paranormal investigations in a moment. But do you think that some paranormal investigations are purely down to money, down to the financial aspect?
do you know, Ian, as you know, this is a huge passion of mine, and I get so frustrated that people set up a business overnight. They think it's so simple. There's no structure. There's no organisation. You know, and I always look at the impact what this has on people. You know, this isn't just going into a venue and walking out. This is people that you're taking in, and in some cases, groups go into people's homes, you know, and they're telling them things about, oh, your house is possessed, but then they walk out and leave them, you know. And I think certainly some investigations nowadays, they're not structured, you know. It really is an entertainment factor. And I think, to be honest, when people book them nowadays, they go in with that attitude that this is entertainment. You know, people are going to be jumping out. People are going to be there to make you fear factor, you know, make you afraid. But, you know, there's so much more to it. There really is. And I would love to see it get back onto its natural wagon of where it should be, that we're going out there and giving people a paranormal experience. You know, we're getting things to happen. We're giving them the opportunity to have a go at table levitation, table tipping, glass divination, you know, whatever we want to throw in, you know. And I've always done that because I think people want something physically to touch, something physically to hold, or to do something on an event. You know, it's all well and good sitting in a room for 2 hours at a time just going, is anybody there? But it's a little bit like what I call the toffee crisp moment. You know, you wait for something falling down from the ceiling. And I think, you know, there is so many companies, some great, great companies out there, paranormal companies that, you know, do really good events. But, you know, there's new guys coming on board, and in a way I want to give them an opportunity, and I want to work with them and help them, but I want to provide a professional event. I want to provide something where people can go and have an experience of and experience the phenomena and the paranormal.
But I noticed that you do work with some quite reputable paranormal companies that you put your name to, and of course it's very, very important that you don't put your precious and hard-earned name to something that's a bit unsavoury. That's the way to go with it. But are you saying that you'd like to do Barry John paranormal investigation solely run by yourself?
Do you know, people have asked me to go back into it and start running them myself. I mean, many years ago, I did have a company that ran private events and public events, you know, and I enjoyed it, but I don't know whether I could set it up again now. You know, I enjoy being a guest on events and people saying, come along, come and do a talk for us, come and do this for us. But, you know, I think there just needs to be a quality movement. You know, it's almost like, you know, we've looked at this before in terms of getting almost like a certification for groups or an approved party for groups, because, you know, I look at the long-term impact. It's not about investigating a building. It's about going in there and watching what everybody else is doing and making sure that you're not leaving people in like an unsafe situation, I suppose I want to say. But who knows, maybe there will be a Barry John events again and it'll be paranormal and spooky.
Well, I'm sure if you did, they'd be packed before you even started. So we've covered that, but when we talk about paranormal investigations and looking around buildings and sensing this hauntings and things of that nature. I mean, for example, I know you were at the galleries quite recently. Can you give me an idea of the most prominent thing that you ever came across?
Oh, well, I'd have to say, I mean, the galleries will always be a second home for me, because a few years ago, I used to run a lot of events there, so I know it like the back of my hand. And for me, it's lovely because I walk around and, you know, I can tell people little bits of information that I do know and do remember. And I'll always be honest with people. If I know something, I will tell them and I'll say, this is what I physically know. It's not mediumship. This is what I know. But I've got to say, one of my biggest experiences was probably Woodchester Mansion from memory. That it's a place that just... It almost holds a massive, massive secret at Woodchester. You know, it's almost like it's never been, if that makes sense, because it was an old house that was renovated and built a new house on the spot. But yeah, you go into it and it's just got this, I don't want to say fear factor, but it's got this presence. It's got something there that really makes you want to run, I suppose. And I'm the worst person in the world for paranormal investigations because I'm scared of the dark. But, you know, it's lasted me all these years. I mean, we was looking the other day and I think it's somewhere in the region of 4,000 paranormal events what we've done now, not including mediumship events. But every venue is different. every venue holds a secret, every venue has something that's underneath or uncovered. And I think that's what people have got to look at. You know, don't go with the information that's on websites, go with the unexpected, see what happens. Don't expect to walk into a building and find Mary Queen of Scots sat in a chair. You know, think of other people that have been there. There's, you've got to think of the age of buildings. So long as it's got some history, there'll be an element of paranormal activity there.
One last question before we finish this part of your time and your interview. What's your feeling on the Ouija board?
No, you see, this is a great question because they don't bother me at all. I've used them for years and years and years. I mean, there's so many names to them now. You know, we've got psychic circles. We've got, obviously, the classic Ouija board. You know, you've got spirit board. You've got angel boards. They've all got a title, you know, but all I say to people is, remember, it's a tool. It's no different to me going there going into a venue as a medium, because it'll get the same sort of information. And the people that come to me and want a seance doing at their house, or they'll come to my house and have a seance done, and they automatically want the Ouija board. They want to put the fingers on something and see it moving. And I'll say, fine, you put your fingers on. I will tell you what I link in with and what I get. And I think it's a little bit like, you know, what you ask for, you will get in a way. You know, use it sensibly, use it cleverly. You know, don't be disrespectful or anything like that. I certainly wouldn't in any means of my aspect of mediumship. If I go in there, I talk to it as an intellect, and there's a form of communication there that can take place. But the other thing is, don't ask questions that you can't cope with the answers of. Use it professionally.
Great.